getting hard to keep walking with those phrases on repeat. Sure as high times in summer, only to heartache in fall. If I get over that river, babe, I'll run blindly through it all. They won't leave me be. And that storm in my belly, you know, it just keeps on thundering. And it won't hurt until you drift to me. Keep on thinking how the hell I got here alone. I'm
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Grace DeBarret with her song Write a Play. Before that, we heard Fairy Song by Twin Peaks. And at the top, we heard Rheostatics and Kevin Hearn with The Inland Sea. Really great track. Folks, I actually came across a good piece of news for once. Ooh. So this is by Emily White on her Substack, M. White Noise, all about Gen Z's college radio revival.
That's right.
That's exactly
we
right.
We stay winning.
So she cites that, like, this year has the fewest new hits in U.S. history. There was no song of the summer. AI artists are everywhere. The biggest band right now is a fictional K-pop band from that Netflix movie.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
Yeah. I do like that she's the fictional band is beating Taylor Swift in the charts. That's making me laugh. She also says, music discovery is traditionally associated with youth, but today's 16 to 24-year-olds are less likely than 25 to 34-year-olds to have discovered a new artist that they love in the last year.
That is not good. What are
really
we doing
bad.
To our teenagers? That's the whole point.
But what is the shining beacon that's going to save us? College radio. Folks, she interviewed 80 plus DJs, 7 general managers across like college and university radios in America, and they report that there's been a huge spike in interest in these radio stations. They've had the fullest schedules they've had. They've been reducing shows to cram more shows into their schedules.
That's awesome.
Had to turn volunteers away. It's really, really cool. She cites 3 different reasons why this is happening. Algorithm fatigue. People are just annoyed with Spotify showing them the same 20 songs over and over and over again. Like 69% of people polled reported that their favorite way to discover new music is through friends and word of mouth, which is what the radio is, folks, because I consider you my best friends.
Yeah.
She also talks about just analog nostalgia.
Yeah.
People are really, really, like, this is a big Gen Z thing. They like to go back to, like, the old ways of listening to music. Someone from Auburn said their cassette deck got broken, and they're getting multiple emails asking, when is the cassette deck getting fixed?
That's awesome.
Which is really funny. And then, of course, just the community that we provide here at these college radio stations. It's a third space, folks. It's just really nice. Creative outlets. It's just, folks, college radio.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a heartwarming
It's a really
article.
Nice article.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so emwhitenoise.substack.com.
Yes, Emily White is her name.
Wow.
She wrote a very good article. I'll have to check out the rest of her stuff.
Now I'm just, we have a lot of photos from our wedding inside CFRC, and I'm cherishing them. Yeah. I love college radio.
We love college radio, folks.
We're doing it right now.
But yeah, let's keep the love going here, folks. We've got Haim and Bon Iver teaming up for, this is a track called Tie You Down.
Noise.
Probably should have known by now. You don't have to read my mind, 'cause I'll tell it to your face. If you wanna leave, you can, or you could. Put your little heart in me now. Ain't this how it's supposed to be? Take it one day at a time. Oh, we could spend it all right now, running it to the ground. better that way. If I were to change my mind, thank you.
folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Tomorrow and Tomorrow by The Deers. Before that, we heard Cole Davis and Bon Iver with I Want You Gone. And before that, at the top, we heard Bon Iver again with Haim, this time for Tie You Down. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we've got a brand spanker, a new goat song from the new upcoming record, which is all about a shipwreck and the survivors of said shipwreck. It's called Cold as Night. And I don't know, or Cold at Night, pardon me. And folks, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling, but I really like the instrumentation. I really like the high plucky strings in the background of this track. But, you know, I miss Peter Hughes. Lin-Manuel is, like, all over this track, and he's just such a strict downgrade from Mr. Peter Hughes. Come back, Peter. I miss you. But, you know, like, it's a good track. It's a good track. It's gonna grow on me. I just don't know. Like, I feel like John is at his weakest as a songwriter when he's doing... Like, obviously, his concept records are great, but when it... I like the sort of, like, the looser, more, you know, like, a concept record where it's just, like, wrestling or goths, and he can explore a lot of different avenues around that idea. This one, where it's more like a musical or, like, a rock opera, it's, like, one straight story about all of these, like, sailors who get shipwrecked. I don't... It just seems more limited in scope and less... Like, the songs sort of tread the same water, if you'll forgive the pun, over and over and over again. Like, how is this song a lot different than Armies of the Lord? I don't know. Gonna have to listen to it a lot more, but yeah, that's just my initial thoughts on this. We'll do a track by track once this full record is out, and maybe I'll change my tune. But as for this song... I like how many syllables he's trying to cram into the 4-4 measure, especially on the choruses. That's funny to me. I like when he says, it's not the 19th century anymore. Boy, howdy, have I had to remind myself of that a couple times this year. it's a cute little track. Again, just Lin-Manuel, get out of here. Go, like, it's... I saw someone on Tumblr made this joke, which made me laugh, where they said, I hope your favorite band breaks up is like a blasé insult, but I hope Lin-Manuel Miranda joins your favorite band is cutting and real and scary, and it's happening to me. But anyway, folks, I'll let you make your own judgments on this new Ghost track. It's called Cold at Night. Here we go. Thing you learn will be the last thing to go.
as close as we can to shore. Nobody thought to carry a compass. It's not the 19th century anymore. On the third day you said you felt sick. I could hear the clock tick. Well, the first thing you learn is that there's always a clock ticking somewhere. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Well, the first thing you learn is how strong you can be if you have to. So strong. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
The next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
The next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dancing With Her by Baby Girl. Before that, we heard Great Lake Swimmers, For You To Come Around. That's a brand new one from our boys. And at the top, we heard another new song, New Mountain Goats. That was Cold At Night.
Okay, I have, like, really weird science news that I just saw from Instagram, but it's actually from 2018.
Weird science, like when you make a hot girl with a computer?
Is that what they do on that show?
It's a movie, and yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kind of like that. This is messed up. Okay, from 2018, there's an academic article by Øystein Svans. Sorry, I can't pronounce European names, but...
That's totally fine.
Apparently, cleaning your house with spray cleaners is, like, literally the equivalent of smoking 20 cigarettes a day.
But and for women.
I saw this on Instagram, and I was like, not true, boo. But I am source checking it, and it actually is... Okay, one study. Like, it's one study. But yeah, it's, like, a huge study with a lot of people. 6,235 participants over 20 years. And, yeah, apparently there was, like, not the same lung decline in men.
That's
even if they did clean with spray cleaners. So I don't know if women are just, like...
They're more
getting
thorough,
in there more, yeah. Or something. Or just, like, men's lungs react differently. Very weird.
That
just
doesn't,
like,
make any sense,
yeah,
to me,
that
though.
Is so weird. But anyway, so I just wanted to share because now I have to live with this information. And mm-hmm. So I thought, why not make everyone else suffer as well?
That's a good call.
It says even if you only clean your home once a week, it's still the equivalent of smoking 20 cigarettes every day.
Yeah.
What?
And, like, you may as well enjoy
what?
20 cigarettes.
No, because you got to clean your house. So you need to do at
no,
least
just,
one of these things.
You have to choose. Okay. There's two roads. One is the Rainbow Castle, one's the Scary Castle.
But, like, I'm actually shocked. And I use a lot of spray cleaners. And I don't know how to, like, go forward with my life now with this information. Like, literally, what am I supposed to do? I think maybe...
Did they say, like, what kinds of cleaners?
Maybe it does.
Like,
I haven't read the full article. I'm reading the abstract. The guy on Instagram says to just, like, use less harsh products and... not use, like, spray and use, like, water and ventilate the space and stuff. But I want more info on this because
yeah.
This is concerning. I mean, I think what I'll do for now, maybe,
just
you know, everyone do
hoodie.
This with me, you know, wear gloves and then just open the bottle and pour the cleaner onto the cloth. I feel like that's got to help a little bit, right? Because then
probably.
You're not, like, splooshing it into the air or whatever. Yeah,
I hate when things get splooshed.
Yeah.
Is there a better word for that, maybe?
And maybe I'll just do the whole lemon vinegar thing. I don't really know how that works. And also, it makes your house smell like vinegar, but whatever.
But vinegar smells good.
I suppose that's true. I'm just like, yeah, that's not good. Lysol, man.
Yeah.
They don't care about our health.
No, they don't. Which frustrates me because I thought they were my friends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
What? I need a clean house. I need to wash the shower and the counters and stuff.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here, man?
To our beautiful queens. This doesn't happen to men, apparently. This is so concerning.
Yeah.
And also, why did I not know about this, like, 7-year-old research? Like, I could have not been cleaning the past 7 years. Like, they did not do enough hype when this article came out because, like...
Science communicators, where are you at?
I probably, like, started cleaning in 2018, you know? Before that, I was, like, grubby student. So, like, this is just my whole adult life so far.
Pretty sad.
Okay, well, now you know. So, watch out. I have no more information for you, but... okay, we'll keep playing
music. I've got some information for you. This new Joyce Manor track is so good. It's called Well, Whatever It Was. Here we go.
Had the worst I ever saw far. Got run over by my dream car. Spent forever in the ER. Slowly going insane. Lost my job at Little Caesars. Drinking whiskey cause my teeth hurt. My tuxedo was a t-shirt. But you know what they say. Well, whatever it was. Push the boulder up the mountain. Throw your pennies in the fountain. And your blessings you'll be counting. But you're paying to play. As the darkness was surrounding. And my heart began a pounding. You could feel the tension mounting. And it never did break. Well, whatever it was. Oh,
hello, folks, and goodbye, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us in your post-long weekend indie wake-up call. Always a treat for us on Tuesdays to you know, welcome you back into the work week.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
I did. Yeah, okay. It was great. Sorry, I'm still hung up on the cleaners from last segment. But so anyway... Sad. It was great doing the show with you this week.
That's right.
We will be back next week with lots more music.
That's also right.
Yeah, I hope your Tuesday's amazing. Keep it tuned to CFRC all day. Mm-hmm. As we learned earlier, College Radio's back better
That's
than
right.
ever. Give all your money to
Don't
CFRC.
Call it a comeback.
Funding Drive's probably going to happen soon.
Yeah, that'll be November, December.
So start saving now and then... Like, write CFRC into your will.
Yeah.
You know, the monthly donations of $10 to $20 million.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, next time your kids come up to you and say, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty,
think of CFRC.
Exactly.
Yeah. What would CFRC think of your whining? Yeah.
But anyway, folks, we just heard Blood Orange and Carolyn Polachek with Mind Loaded. Before that, we heard Mise en Scène with Leftovers. And at the top, we heard Joyce Manor, Well, Whatever It Was. Let's leave you a little touch of spooky season. We didn't even talk about those horror movies we've been watching. But it's Lana Del Rey's cover of Season of the Witch. And then after that, we've got Farewell Transmission by Ojai Jason Molina. Here we go, folks. We'll talk to you later.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me.
You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no. When I look over my shoulder,
what happens then?
What do you think I see?
Some other cat looking over, over his shoulder.
And he's strange, so strange.
He's very strange to me.
Every stage, beatniks are out to make it rich.
coming up now on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. We're pleased to present Endless Summer, the second single from the Petras, capturing the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. This release also marks the first single off the Petras' upcoming full-length album. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Endless Summer by the Petras right now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Give me more.